Lawmakers call it scrubbing the budget. It sounds much nicer than cutting the budget. Lawmakers like us to think they're not cutting, just cleaning things up a bit, removing what we didn't need. Now, there's some truth to that. Modernization and streamlining can often yield savings without really affecting the delivery of services. But the budget just went through one hell of a scrub in 2003.
Well, we call that low-hanging fruit. I think most of the low-hanging fruit has been picked. I think they're going to have to get the ladder and get way up in the tree to find that efficiency. But they're going to have to do it.
Arlene Wolgemuth is executive director of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative state policy think tank. She helped trim the budget in 2003 as chair of the House Human Services Committee. Some people say she cut way too much back then. Others, she didn't cut enough. Wolgemuth says that session was simply about priorities.
Getting the services to the people who needed it the most. And so in those judgment calls, you have to say, okay, who really, really needs the services, and make sure that those services are delivered.
Such prioritization led to eligibility changes for the state's children's health insurance program. Eye and dental services were cut, and more frequent checks were instituted to see if parents were making little enough money to qualify for CHIP. As a result, about 200,000 kids lost coverage, but the state was expected to save about $300 million over 5 years. CHIP is back where it was before those changes, which would lead one to believe it's a good target for cuts again. But Ann Dunkelberg says the new federal health care bill will help keep that from happening.
No, they've been very clear that you can't do things like change the length of the eligibility period, make the application more complicated, can't change your asset limits.
Dunkelberg follows health policy for the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank.
So they've basically, you know, observed all of the various loopholes that states have found in the past and tried to close them off explicitly.
That may allow CHIP advocates to breathe easier, but what does it mean for the, quote, unprotected parts of the budget? There's still that hole, after all. It could mean major cuts to other state agencies, because a majority of lawmakers just don't have the appetite to raise taxes. But the state won't get billions of dollars in stimulus funds like it did in 2009. Agencies have already trimmed budgets by 5% to balance the current state budget. Comptroller Susan Combs says there's no getting around more cuts. At least 5% will need to be axed from each agency for the next budget.
If that is the entering number that you use for your legislative appropriations request, we will be sort of level, and we will not have an issue that was created by having stimulus money. We will be able to sort of toe the line, use to some extent the rainy day fund, and get through the next biennium.
But what about agencies that just can't make cuts? Odds are most agencies think they fit that bill. Some really do, like the Texas Department of Transportation. A recent state report says the agency is just months away from running out of money. In an interview last week with KUT's political reporting partner, the Texas Tribune's Evan Smith, Transportation Commission Chair Deirdre DeLisi revealed what it would cost just to maintain current road conditions.
What do we need to do between now and 2030 to maintain where we are today?
And this is obviously factoring in population growth.
And this is factoring in population growth. And the number they came to was staggering. It's $315 billion needed in today's dollars.
So forget about cuts. How much longer can some agencies, like TxDOT, go without a boost in revenue? Texas Governor Rick Perry's answer is simple, if not exactly detailed.
We prioritize. We prioritize just like you do in your private life. Where are the places that we can reduce? Where are the places that we're going to have to spend more money? In 2003, cutting $10 billion out of the entire budget, yet we put $1.8 billion more into public education. We put $800 million more into health and human services.
All of which kind of leaves us right back where we started. There is no doubt cuts will be made. How deep and where they'll be made is what most of the 82nd Texas legislative session will deal with. It starts January 11th, 2011. Lawmakers have 140 days from then to balance the books. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.